This is Jim Inkster. Thank you for joining us for Talk Louisiana. Your number, 877-217-5757. And we have another accomplished writer, a person who is exceptional at historical fiction, and she is back in a huge way with the Lions of Fifth Avenue, Fiona Davis. And we will talk with her again, 877-217-5757, and talk at talklouisiana.org. And I'm told that Fiona, as of yesterday on Good Morning America, the program of note picked her book as its book of the month of August. So congratulations on your success, and historical fiction is something that you are exceptional at. You've done it a few times before with great success. And Fiona, this one is centering on the New York Public Library, a novel that alternates between the perspectives of Laura Lyons, the wife of the library's superintendent in 1913, Sadie Donovan, curator of the New York Public Library in 1993, an 80-year span. How did you decide to take this course with your latest work?
Yeah, you know, thanks so much for having me. I do a lot of research, and so many of my readers, because I set books in landmark New York City buildings, excuse me, a lot of my readers had said, hey, how about the New York Public Library? And I started doing some research, and I learned that when it was built in 1911, they included a seven-room apartment deep inside for the superintendent and his family to live in. And they lived there for 30 years. They had three kids, and the daughter was born in the library. And once I learned that there was this apartment inside, I knew I had the location for the story, because I created a fictional family and then placed them in a library and kind of let things happen to them.
And this is a city you know well, and you know the library well. 125th anniversary this year, by the way. But I'm sure you've been there many, many times.
Oh, yeah, yeah. It's a remarkable building. And I was lucky enough, as I was working on the book, to get a desk in the Allen Room, which is a room for writers with book contracts. And so I was writing about the library in the library, which was pretty amazing. And, you know, the librarians were very helpful. I was getting books and things on the construction of the library, or, say, typhoid in the 1910s. And at one point in an early draft, I had a dead body in the book. And I reached out to one of the librarians, and I said, look, if you had to hide a dead body in the library, where would you put it? And she did not skip a beat. She wrote back with, here, you should put it in the basement. Here's the exact location. And said she'd never gotten that question before. And we're probably both under surveillance now. But so it was really just a wonderful interactive experience, and being able to get behind the scenes and visit the apartment. And now it's offices and storage. But that was really a treat to get a sense of what that place was like.
Now, Fiona Davis is a graduate of the College of William and Mary and the Columbia University Graduate School of Journalism. And this is relevant to a main character in the book, isn't it?
Yeah. So one of my characters, Laura Lyons, who lives in the library in 1913, she is surrounded by all this knowledge, and it just feels stifled. She wants more out of life. And so she applies to Columbia Journalism School and gets in, and it really cracks her world wide open. And it's interesting, because when she went to the school, it was co-ed. It was 15% women back then, and women were assigned different stories from the men. So the men got to cover murder and mayhem, and the women were told to go to charitable organizations and, you know, find teary-eyed children to interview. And she kind of rebels against that. And I have to say, when I went to the J School, it was completely different. At this point, it's 75% women, and is one of the best places to learn about the power of journalism and ethics and writing and shaping a story. And it helped me immensely in terms of writing historical fiction.
Well, you fell in love with New York, and I think you've been there ever since. And the book is, of course, it's not only a treasure for the New York Public Library, but the city itself. And you discuss a lot of issues that are permeating through the 20th century, issues that are still certainly in place today. It's a interesting path you take in historical fiction, but it's in the book. How did you weave this in with the other information and the great scenes that you present in the book?
Yeah, so sure. So I love characters who are kind of out of step with their time periods. And so Laura in the 1913s is a little different. At that time, there was something called the New Woman, and it was women who were asking for the right to vote and for the right for birth control and, you know, women's rights. And it turns out that there was this club called the Heterodoxy Club that was founded in 1912 and located in Greenwich Village, where women would come every 2 weeks and debate and discuss the issues of the day. And these are issues that are still being discussed today, which I find, you know, so fascinating. And so Laura gets caught up in that. And then in the other timeline, which is the 1990s, it's from the point of view of a character named Sadie, who's a curator at the library at a rare book collection. And she's out of step with her time as well. She loves old books. She wears vintage clothes. Mm-hmm. You know, she's not quite of the modern era. And in the story, Sadie is trying to put on an exhibit of rare books, and one goes missing. And she's drawn into a series of book thefts that happened 80 years ago, as well as a terrible tragedy that happened to the superintendent's family back then. And so I find it very fascinating to compare and contrast women's voices and how they've changed over time or not, as well as how the city has changed over time or not.
The book from Fiona Davis, The Lions of Fifth Avenue. I understand you had a Zoom event at the library yesterday. Is that correct?
We did. It's been fascinating. You know, normally when a book comes out, you would go on book tour and go out to bookstores and meet people and sign books. And of course, in the new normal, now everything is virtual. But it's been incredible to set up these Zoom events. And for example, last night we had hundreds of people from all over the country listening in as we talked about the book and some of the themes of it. And I was able to show, you know, photos of what it looked like back then. And it was just a really wonderful event. And so it's just interesting how quickly the publishing world has adapted to the new normal and how kind of wonderful it is as a way of connecting with readers.
How is it right now in New York, Fiona?
Well, we just had that terrible storm blow through. A lot of people in the suburbs are still out of power. And of course, we've been dealing with this crisis since, February, really. And it's been interesting to watch the city go from being very anxious and worried to now everybody is just, you know, dealing with the issue at hand, and people are wearing masks. Even the lions on the front of the library that are so famous, they're named Patience and Fortitude, are wearing masks that are 4 feet wide. and people are kind of learning how to get around, and so far so good. So fingers crossed everyone stays healthy still.
We've had guests on this show from New York over the last few months, and in the early going of this pandemic, the scene in New York was described by one of them as dystopian. Has it improved?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, you know, everything is under control now. I think because we were hit hard and hit early, it made everybody sit up and take notice. And because we're all cramped together, you know, there's a quite a density here that people have to be mindful of their space, and people are being careful and mindful. And, you know, as a historical fiction writer, you look at how the city went through the Spanish flu of 1918 to 19, and how everything shut down. Broadway, you know, there were no meetings of large people, large gatherings of people. And so the city kind of moved on and figured it out. And I think we're going to do that again. This city is nothing if not resilient. And we're going to get through this.
Many may not know it, but the president's grandfather died of the Spanish flu in New York in 1918. Now, you were an actress, an editor, a journalist. How did you embark on this path as a person who is probably the best in the game at historical fiction?
Oh, you're too kind. You know, it was quite a journey. And I always tell people who feel like, oh, I have to write a book by the time I'm 30. You really don't. I think it's much better to go out and live your life and do things that are interesting and get your heart broken and experience life, because then you actually have something to write about. And so I started as an actress, and I did off-Broadway and Broadway and regional theater and had a great time. And then decided, okay, what else do I want out of life? And went to Columbia Journalism School, and there learned, you know, how to write and shape a story and interview people. And that helped in a career writing a lot about health and the arts as a freelance journalist. And then there just happened to be this one story about a building in New York called the Barbizon Hotel for Women, which had really changed over the decades. And I wanted to see if I could capture that in two timelines. I wanted to read a book about it, actually, but there was no book published. So I thought, well, let me try and write it, and it'll be an interesting challenge. And somehow that worked, and the book got some wonderful reviews, and I was suddenly on a completely new path in my late 40s. So, you know, things can happen at any time.
Well, and it's going well. As mentioned, Good Morning America is named The Lions of Fifth Avenue. It's Book of the Month from Fiona Davis, who is joining us from the great city of New York, the center of the universe. And congratulations on your continuing success. And I'm sure this book will be a prelude to many more. You're on a roll right now. Thank you, Fiona.
Oh, thank you, Jim. Thanks for this opportunity.
Our pleasure. We'll be back tomorrow, same place, same time. An unusual guest to start, but a guy who's been around the film game for many, many years, the flamboyant John Waters, will be the opening guest. That should be interesting. Today is August 5th. Want to wish Julie Baxter Payer, who often hosts this show in my absence, a happy birthday. And First Financial Tax and Accounting Services provides signature support for Talk Louisiana.